GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, you know, we go inside the dome with the true insiders from Talk Radio News, Ellen Radner. Always a pleasure to talk to her. Ellen, how are you? I heard you had a rough day. Did you have a flat tire?
I did, and I hear you had a flat tire.
I did. It's Flat Tire Thursday here on ATN. We did not plan this, I swear. No flat tires at the G20, but what's shaking? What do you hear in Washington about the G20?
Well, basically, I think that they held the Greek guys in a vise, and they basically said, hey, you want to go it alone? Fine. You don't want to go it alone? You're going to have to do what we say. And you're not going to be able to talk to, get advice from everybody that you want. And you're not going to be able to do a referendum. And this is the way it is. Take it or leave it.
I like that. Take it or leave it. So when they get leave con, there's going to be some kind of decision here. No doubt about it. We move closer to our shores. And what was the deal with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, talking about Grover Norquist, trying to make some kind of comparison? What was that about?
Well, basically, he said he was asked by a reporter. Actually, it was Tim Russert's son, who is also a reporter.
Yeah.
He was asked, well, what about Grover Norquist? Do you think that he has too much influence on the Republican conference? And Boehner said, we're here to talk about jobs. I'm not really going to respond to something when somebody asks me some question about some random person. He called Grover Norquist, who makes all the Republicans sign this tax pledge, a random person.
Yeah, hardly a random person. Boehner needs to go back to his speed dial and see who's significant in his phone. How about that? Let's move on to this Postal Service stuff. You have Senator Susan Collins, of course, Republican from Maine, talking about, well, we can't do away with Saturday service. We've got to figure out a solution. Did they figure out a solution to what's going to happen?
Well, they haven't figured out a solution, but there was $7 billion that apparently they overpaid the pension fund. And Lieberman and Collins, in a bipartisan way, are willing to let them have that money if they don't get rid of the Saturday service. Now, I don't know about you. I don't see a big reason to have a Saturday service, but, hey, what do I know?
You're not getting cards from people then. I'm looking for those cards for my mother from New Jersey. God, nobody writes letters anymore. That's the problem. Ellen Radner, always a delight. I hope you fix that flat tire from Talk Radio News. Thanks.
All right, a bunch of women with flat tires. Oh, I can't tell you when I was a kid how many times people said you have to learn how to change a tire. I do know how to change a tire, but I just don't trust the way that I work on the lug nuts, if you know what I mean. I don't have the strength. I don't have the strength to do it. Not really. And I think there's a lot of women out there that probably would claim the same thing. Coming up here on this show, excited about a couple of things that we're going to toss around, including one of my new favorite segments that we do. We've introduced you to a lot of business people lately because we do a segment called It's Your Business. Since so many of us are starting our own businesses, whether we feel like we can really afford to or not, with the unemployment rate where I think it's higher than 9.1%, what do? You can't find a job. You wait in line for hours. So you resort to something you think you're good at that you might be able to start. We're going to introduce you to a guy who was going to school to be a psychologist, perhaps, and ended up wrapping cars for a living. I'm going to let your imagination run wild with that one. He's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Also, next, Steve Budin, because after all, we have another weekend. That means NFL, little Nail the Score. If you've never played Nail the Score, I hope you'll join us. Hope you'll stay awake, get an extra pot of coffee, and let it kick in and call us in the third hour. Because it is like playing the lottery. You might not have won the Powerball, but you don't have to pony up a buck or two. What happens is you call us. We have our supercomputer. The game of the week is chosen. Then you decide who you think is going to win whatever game it is. It doesn't matter. And you tell us what the final score is going to be. If you correctly pick the winner and the score. You have nailed the score. So you win some fabulous prizes. And we're always looking for a good winner here on America Tonight. Make someone smile because they have bragging rights. And then they walk away with the loot, too. And we have some pretty good things. Even the listeners now have jumped in on this and want to donate things as part of the prize package, which is really interesting. Actually pretty tremendous. Jay in Kentucky threw in a $50 gas card, or you could go and rent one of the cabins that he happens to have in the Smoky Mountains, and he'll put a $100 bill on the table for you. So that's just part of the prize. I haven't even delved into the rest of it, including a GPS system, too. If somebody correctly does this, it's very, very hard to do. Hard to do is probably for Herman Cain coming to grips with all of these allegations over the sexual harassment stuff. And he's been now pretty defiant. He's denying harassment in his past. And he's saying he's not going to worry about this controversy that is now dominating the headlines in his campaign, a front-running campaign at that, because so far the numbers have not dipped. It's still too early to tell. There's strong poll numbers, and fundraising is a big indicator. But the poll numbers are based on really what's happened before, so we won't know past this controversy how those numbers are going to look. He's been asked specifically about money paid to two women when they left the National Restaurant Association when he headed the group in the 1990s. He said one case, it was severance money because any accusations of impropriety on his part proved unfounded. They investigated it. And now it's come out that, you know, another woman was paid too. Now there are aides that are talking about different things and what they saw. And, of course, then there's the whole thing with Perry and who was it that tried to bring down Herman Cain? Who leaked the story? Where did this come from? Where are these allegations from? Could it be somebody who had something to gain, meaning the governor of Texas, who started to dip in the polls as Cain's fame and fortune started to rise? And make no mistake about it, when I say fame and fortune, his book all of a sudden blew up, too, because people were interested in reading about Herman Cain. A lot of people didn't know a lot about him. And this also was before these allegations, too. And he's saying, I'm telling you, I have never harassed anyone. Never harassed anyone. And other people are coming out and saying the contrary, and then other people are coming out and saying that they would back him up. Quinnipiac University national poll we told you about the other night, in case you missed it, shows Cain leaving the Republican field with 30% among registered Republicans compared with 23% for Romney. But the survey was done before really all the allegations started to pour out last Sunday. And this is now chugging along for over a week. How long does this hang on? Well, I think it hangs on until somebody comes out and says something. So are people not going to vote for him now? Are they going to look at what he does or doesn't know? Are they going to look at holes in what he knows about being president, what he knows about foreign affairs, what he knows about what's happening domestically? That all seems to have taken a back seat, and this controversy is front and center. Coming up on the flip side, the Buddha is in the house. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
My favorite person. I love getting to the end of the week. So that means we're talking football, and we're going to the Buddha. He's with us now. He's in our virtual green room. I think he said he was on a diet or something, so he's drinking green tea. Is that right?
Well, every Thanksgiving we put out an over-under on how much weight I'm going to gain through Christmas. Usually the line sits around 15 and a half. So I'm really trying to, you know, I'm really trying to lose weight now so that I can, you know, make all the people that bet over happy.
I love it. Hey, how's that fantasy football thing going? I want to tell everyone about that.
Oh, it's awesome. So each and every week on, right, each and every week on the site, we have a $300 free contest. Free means absolutely free. You just, you know, click on the link, enter your team. It's a fantasy football contest. Last week we had over 800 people that competed. We give away $300. Top seven finalists all get paid. You pick your team, and Monday night after the Monday night game, you know, we close everything out, we do all the scoring, and you get to see if you win or lose. And that's the great thing about the new fantasy football. You can actually, you know, play each and every week, so it's not like a whole season, you know, of one bet. It's action each and every week, and that's pretty cool.
I love it. Hey, it's no secret you're a Jets fan. Jets in Buffalo. Jeez, what do you think is going to happen in this game?
Right, well, the Jets are coming off the bye week, and, you know, to most teams, that means an extra week to focus. I kind of worry about it with the Jets because it's usually not good for them. They get distracted in the off time. But everybody in New York is talking about, you know, the emergence of the Jet offense of late. You know, Plaxico finally having a big game. And the truth is, the reason why the passing game looks so much better now is because the running game is working so much better now. They recommitted to the run, and that actually opened up the passing for Sanchez. Look, at the end of the day, this is a Buffalo team that's real good, but I don't think they have the stuff to beat the Jets. This is a big part of the season. Obviously, the Jets can ill afford to lose any more games. They're actually in the playoff hunt because of how bad everyone else is playing, not because of how good they're playing, but they know it. Their defense has been untouchable. Revis, obviously, putting everybody out there on the island, won the games himself. The last two games, he really won them by himself. I think the Jets win this one. It's a close one, but I like the Jets.
All right, the Jets. I got to ask you about Dallas, because we have so many people around the country that believe in America's team, no matter how bad they are at 3-4. Well, the NFC East, there's nothing to write home about other than the Giants, I guess, leading. So they're taking on Seattle. Would you think this is a layup? Can you go with the Cowboys here?
Right, they're 11.5-point favorites. I mean, the Cowboys kind of remind me of Mike Tyson at the end of his career. Resembles a good team, but not really a good team anymore. Yeah, I think what they are good at is beating bad teams at home. They did it already once this year with the Rams. They'll do it again now. I think that that Dallas is a safe play. You lay the 11.5 points here and get the win.
All right, let's move on to the other New York team. I'm going to kind of jump around here because I want to make sure I get this in. The Giants and New England. What Patriots team are we going to see?
Right.
I would think the Patriots.
Well, I mean, the Patriots are laying 9 in this game, and, I mean, why is this line 9? Is it because the Giants looked so bad against the Dolphins last week? Because they really were sleeping throughout the first half because they were playing a team that they knew at any moment they could wake up and beat, which is exactly what they did. Is it because it's a big revenge game for Brady after losing the Super Bowl to Manning 4 years ago? I mean, I think both of those trains of thoughts are moronic. I like the Giants. I think that they're going to come into this game. They're not going to be sleeping because they know they can't afford to sleep against the Patriots. And what the Giants do that the Patriots really hate is they play that tough bully ball. And they're coming after Brady, and he knows it. And when he's in that position, he doesn't play as good. So I think that's the reason why I'm going to play the Giants here and take the points. I don't know that they can beat the Patriots, but they can certainly cover this game.
All right, there you go. You know, look, if I'm playing down money, Steve, I just want you to give me a sure thing. It's just like horse racing. We've got the Breeders' Cup coming up.
I give you two. I give you two. How about that? Death and taxes. Sure thing. If I had a sure thing, I'd close my door tomorrow. I move to Vegas.
That's all I want. I want somebody to give me the sure thing. Atlanta and
that's
Indianapolis.
All. It's not a tall task. You just want the sure thing. Well, I gave you the sure thing last week. I told you the Steelers would beat the Patriots, right?
You did.
Right, so we'll find the diamond in the rough this week, too, because, like I've been telling you for the last few weeks, it's very important now to find that diamond in the rough, and I'm going to give it to you right now. Green Bay Packers are playing the San Diego Chargers. The Pack are 5.5 points, and you know what? Everyone is looking at this game and thinking it must be a trap because it seems so obvious to bet the Packers are the best team in football against San Diego was garbage, but it's actually a reverse trap. And that's the kind of trap that makes you think it's very technical. Are you following me? It makes you think it's a trap when it's really not, because at the end of the day, you don't get the chance to play the Packers and lay less than a touchdown. I know they're coming off the bye week, and everybody reported that he didn't make them practice. They let them stay home with their family for 3 days. Aaron Rodgers is not going to become a bad quarterback because he spent 3 days with his family. He's going to come back and be the same Aaron Rodgers he's been all year. He's a machine. And he's going to go through the San Diego Chargers like Grant went through Richmond. This is a no-brainer. Bet the Pack minus the 5.5.
All right. I love it. I'm writing this down. I'm taking notes. You know, it's like I'm covering Congress, writing down all these San Francisco.
What's the over-under on girls that come out that Herman Cain spoke improperly to them? And what are we talking about? He spoke improperly to them? Oh, my God, we could do a whole show on all the girls that may have thought that what I said didn't come out so great.
Give me
a break.
Listen, I have a long list of guys. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I mean, everyone's getting raped at Occupy Wall Street every day. No one's saying a thing about it. Herman Cain 20 years ago said something. He didn't touch a girl. He didn't grope a girl. He didn't physically assault a girl.
He may
have said something that they took offense to.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. San Francisco and Washington. Would you be crazy to take this one? I like San Francisco.
I mean, obviously, San Francisco only 3.5-point favorites at Washington, and everyone in Washington is trying to figure out what's gone wrong. I mean, well, they bring Shanahan in to turn things around because, obviously, he had so much success in the past. So he brings in McNabb, genius, then Rex Grossman, even better, and now John Beck. Can you believe it? I mean, this guy Shanahan's about as sharp as a bowling ball when it comes to evaluating talent. At the end of the day, you're right. The 49ers should roll here. They're just getting warmed up. They've improved each week on both sides of the ball. They should completely destroy this Redskins team, and don't get caught up in the East Coast West Coast jet lag theory. Forget that. It doesn't apply to the 49ers. They're just too good for the Skins. 3.5 is cheap.
All right, I love it. It's cheap. Cleveland and Houston, I had some people ask me that they wanted me to tell, ask you, ask the Buddha, what do you think the Texans, are they going to take care of Cleveland?
Well, I mean, this is a Cleveland team that scored 12.5 points over the last 5 games on average. How the hell are they going to keep up with Houston and their offense? I mean,
yeah,
that's just ridiculous. You can't sometimes, gamblers have a problem. They see something that looks obvious and they overthink it. You know, it's got to be, what's going on, what do they know? You know, sometimes you can't be scared of the obvious. This is a good team against a bad team. You lay the 11, you lay the big wood with Houston.
All right, Cincy in Tennessee. I just don't know what deal is here, so I'm asking about this one.
Right. I mean, I don't know about you. I love the Bengals here. I mean, especially getting points on the road. They're 3-0 already this year on the road when they're getting points. With the Bengals, it's all about their tough D. Ranked second in the league, and that's what's keeping them in all these games. You see, they put Andy Dalton in good positions with their defense to win the game, to make easy scores and ultimately win the game. You know, Andy Dalton's not forced to drive 90 yards down the field. That's not what's happening. They're winning the field goal, the field position game, and then that's what's creating, you know, this easy time for Andy Dalton. So I think that continues. I'm going with that trend. I'm taking the 3 points here against the Tennessee Titans team that, I don't know, they just don't have it.
Yeah, I agree. One last one because of Tebow, Denver and Oakland.
Right. So, I mean, to me, this is a complete, I mean, the Oakland's 9. It's a complete overreaction to Tim Tebow's lousy performance last week. I mean, every analyst on TV, every Tebow hater from Keyshawn Johnson to Eric Mangini's on TV again banging the drums about how bad Tebow is. Give me a break already. The thing we should be talking about here is how Carson Palmer looked like he was on ketamine the last game. That's what we should be talking about here, and that's why Denver's got a shot here, and that's why you take the 9 points. God loves Tebow, and you don't bet against God.
Perfect way to end this. Steve Budin, the Buddha. Make sure you play the fantasy game, picknation.com. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us on
America
tonight.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street.
You gotta love the Buddha. He doesn't pull any punches. That's why it's fun to dissect the games with him. We have a new segment we've been kicking around called On Second Thought. Perfect candidate for On Second Thought is Papandreou. Do you know who he is? He is the Greek prime minister who's been in the news a lot lately. Why? Because the squeeze play was put into effect in Cannes in France, the G20. Yep, lots of pressure forcing Greece to seek some kind of a political consensus on that bailout plan instead of holding the referendum that Papandreou wanted to hold to try to save face. The people are furious in Greece. They want to have a say in what's going on in their future, and Papandreou wanted to definitely pander to that. No, hey, if I was somebody who lived in Greece and they did what they did to the people, in other words, what happened to us in 2008, but multiply that with a lot of zeros on the end of it, whoops, sorry, your pension, we don't have what pension. You're going to have to work a little bit longer. Yeah, for a lot less money. Be happy that you have a job. That's why you saw that rioting in the streets because of what happened in their monetaries, to their monetary system. So the euro can't collapse. And now Papandreou is bowing to a lot of people and has agreed to step down and make way for a negotiated coalition government if his socialists back him in a confidence vote on Friday. So it's a very, very big day as to what's going to happen. He agreed to step down. There's no acrimony, apparently, because there's nothing that can happen here. Papandreou and family, basically, because there's so much nepotism running wild in the Papandreou family. Now we'll exit stage left and make way for what's happening in Greece. They need some kind of unity. And he's telling Parliament he wasn't even wedded to his job, which I disagree. He's trying to paint some pretty picture over this, but there isn't. They know this. They know there's no paint that covers it up because Papandreou wanted to stay in. But the G20 basically said to him, hit the highway, hit the road, Jack, as the song goes. So they meet in Cannes. They discuss increasing the International Monetary Fund's resources and building some kind of a financial, if you will, think of your computer, a firewall to protect the Eurozone, the economies like Italy's in trouble, Spain in trouble too, because if there was this Greek default, that's how all the dominoes would fall. Think of the 17 countries. So this is where he's at. He has no choice in this. And earlier in the week, he really rocked the boat, and this is the on second thought. He was pushed into to rethinking this. He was calling for the referendum, which sparked massive panic on all the financial markets, including our own markets in the United States, and infuriated Europe after finally they came up with a way to bail out Greece, and now they strong-armed him. Greece was due to get 8 billion euro installments this month and say it's going to run out of money in mid-December if they don't get the loan. So they have to have the loan. So he has to go along with this. There's massive turmoil still in Athens. Think of the pictures you've seen of Athens and Greece. It's like a couple of people emailed me, oh, I've wanted to go to Greece for a long time. And I said, this isn't the right time to go. But, you know, pretty soon it could be the right time to go. There's so much uncertainty and so many people upset, protests that are bubbling up still all over the place. But that's about to stop. Because the fact that even the European Central Bank cut interest rates by 25 points to 1.25%, that's huge. And they say this is the policy of buying the Eurozone government bonds, that they're going to continue that to help support the monetary policy. Looks like they're borrowing a page from our own Ben Bernanke. And in this crowd providing the push to Papandreou, you had China and Russia, the United States, Obama was there, saying, let's move quickly. Let's contain the debt crisis. Let's hurry up and get this done. So Europe is helping itself, and that's what the European Union is doing, using the financial resources they have and getting the backing of other countries. And even the Canadian Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, said they had talked about contingency plans if Greece was going to leave the Eurozone. But now they've decided cooler heads were going to prevail and the package is going to be accepted. So you can breathe a sigh of relief if you were holding your breath and you knew anything really about what's going on. I'll do it for you. You know that we have my pal, financial guru, Saul Albom on maybe twice a month from Norway. And he and I have been talking about this for a long time. It's easy to sit on the sidelines. And trust me, if I was somebody that lived there, of course, I'd be seeing red. I would be beyond upset because I would want to have a say in this. And you know what I would vote? I wouldn't vote for that. But the problem is the people would be cutting their own throats in a sense, because what can they do? At this point, they got nothing, nada. You got no money. We're going to give you money. We're lowering the interest rate. Take it. Take it, or you're going to sink us all, and you're going to sink yourself. So they can't allow that to happen. And now they're worried about, you remember, it's not just Greece. Now they're worried about Italy. If Italy can't come to grips with their financial crisis, then they're going to have the same problem that Greece is having, that Ireland's having, that Portugal's having. And all of these countries, guess what they need? Bailouts. It's like our banks. Bail us out. We were playing around. We were at the disco too long. We were playing around with the money. Bail us out, please. And so this temporarily bailing out Greece will even things out, but still there's going to be a long line looking for a handout right behind Greece. And the summit, the G20, was supposed to focus on the monetary system, the global monetary system, and, you know, kind of pull back the speculative capital flows and regulate, if you could, commodities markets. But because of the word from Greece that there might be a vote, that the people would have to vote on this, that tanked all most of those other discussions, almost all of them. And it's only been, the focus has only been on relief for Greece and recapitalization there and the banks and all that kind of stuff, because if this isn't wrapped up, then forget all the other stuff. It doesn't really matter. So there's a short-term line of credit. That's what the International Monetary Fund's proposal is, to help other countries that are in the same boat as Greece, which would be some of that I just mentioned. So on second thought, I guess we will take that money, Papandreou was forced to say, and forget the idea of the referendum. And, gee, I wasn't really wedded to this job. I'm ready to step aside after all. Yeah, right. Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall and have heard some of those conversations, what was said to him. Here's another great on second thought, and it plays into what's now happened with Iraq and leaving Iraq in December, the troops coming home. Now the conversation is, let's get out of Afghanistan. Let's get out of there. What do you think happens to Afghanistan once the U.S. bails? That's what's happening, though. That's what the conversation is about. In fact, I don't think it should be a surprise, but it's been leaked that they're talking about, instead of waiting till the end of 2014, that now, if we're already training forces, soldiers and police officers and all the same things that happened in Iraq, then why don't we just push this timetable up? Why don't we shift it and see if we can get out of there faster? So if that happens and we fall in, the U.S., to an advisory consulting role, shoulder to cry on role, that would be a whole lot different. And wow, how incredible for that country. I mean, would this military and police force in Afghanistan be able to ramp it up and handle what they'd have to handle on the home front? Unfortunately, here's my take. After all the experts we've had on the show, after we've looked into this for the past, for every single day that I've been on the air, because Afghanistan has been a part of America Tonight's life since I've been doing it. And the concern in the beginning is still the concern now. Bloodshed, money poured into the sand, all of this help, all of this aid, and in the end, what happens to Afghanistan with the police and with their army? What happens when the NATO forces, the U.S. and the NATO forces, are gone? When you have 300,000 soldiers, whatever, and police officers, that how are they going to take over and combat the Taliban? Because what happens with these people who are 95% illiterate, live in small villages, just want to go along, get along, feed their family, live it simple, live the simple life, don't own a television, aren't interested in Western ways. The closest you get is maybe a little bit Kabul, but other than that, not really, not in the outskirts, certainly. So what happens here to keep that influence away? And who's to say, ultimately, what comes in here? Think of the Hamid Karzai administration, really? How do you think that holds up? I think they're going to do it. I think they pull out on second thought. I think that happens. But is it the right time? That's the question to ask. It is the right time to talk about business, and that's next on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Tonight with DK Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Oh, you're going to love this. I can't tell you how infuriating it is to me. Seriously, people. What gets under my skin is when I am driving around, I have lived in so many different places, and I have parked my cars in so many different places, and I feel like, I am really a good citizen. I'm right between the white lines, and somebody dings my car, chips my paint. Oh, and then you take it in, you can't stand it because you have this crazy chipped paint, and it costs you a fortune. So this time around, and it's your business, Trey Pappas from Speed Shield joins us. He has a solution to that problem, and just another entrepreneur I'm going to introduce you to. Hey, Trey, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
You know what? The chipped paint thing, I'm serious. This is like on my list of things that really annoy me, and it's happened to me so many times. And you know this, what does it run you when you take your car in, $1,000, $1,200, if you're lucky, $500? It's really pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it depends on how bad the chip is. If it's on areas of the car that are hard to repair, then you're looking at lots of money to repair. It could be as cheap as $75 to touch up a paint chip, or it could be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, crazy. So tell me what your solution is. What does Speed Shield do?
Well, what we do is we apply a polyurethane coating that comes in a roll. It's like a sticker. And what we do is we put it on with a slip solution. It's wet. We stretch it on the car in specific spots that are designed to reduce the abrasion and chipping and scratching of your car. We actually wrap full cars with it. Most people tend to just do the high impact areas, like the front bumper, headlights, hood, roofs, doors, but we have the capability to wrap full cars with this stuff, and it's a fantastic product.
First of all, what made you go into this? How did you develop this company?
Well, it was in 1999 when I was earning my psychology degree at the University of North Texas. I was working two jobs. I was valet parking in Dallas at a restaurant, and I was also working at the municipal airport in Denton for a company called Business Air Center. And we had some tenants in our hangars that had some really nice jets, and they would charter them and broker them. And so they had an interest in keeping these jets nice, so when they sold them, they'd get top dollar for them. And the polyurethane material in the aerospace industry was called either rotor tape or leading edge tape. And it had been around since the mid to late 80s. The United States military commissioned 3M Corporation to design a product that would help eliminate erosion or reduce erosion on the leading edges of the carbon fiber air surfaces of, say, the F-16s and the Apache helicopter rotor blades. So I knew about this product, and what I did was get a hold of some of the product and sell it to Jet Associates. I'd install it on strategic areas on their jets to reduce abrasion and help save the paint and save the value. At the time, I was racing motorcycles as well, so kind of started to play around with covering the tanks, covering the fairings, and it really helped against abrasions, as well as chipping, scratching, you name it. So, you know, playing with motorcycles, I started to sell kits, pre-cut kits that I had designed in packages, started to install a lot of this stuff for customers, and finally got into the automotive market, and obviously, way more people have automobiles, like cars, than they do motorcycles. So the automobile side of it just blossomed. And I started to get a reputation of doing really aggressive coverages and stuff that other people wouldn't try to tackle. So we really developed some unique coverage areas, say wrapping the full cars. Most people would just do the front ends of the hoods or the bumpers. So
yeah,
that's where my reputation really blossomed.
What was the difficulty in wrapping the full cars? Because other people weren't doing it, so it had to be a pain for them. What did you find when you wrapped the full cars?
Well, you know, most people just wouldn't want to work with a piece of film that big because every square inch you have the possibility of contamination when you're working with a piece of film that's sticky on one side. You're moving it through the air, and you're putting it on the hood or putting it on the side of the car or on the roof. There is a high likelihood that you can get contamination into it. And a lot of people just didn't want to take the chance. But, you know, either being naive or being aggressive, I wanted to do the cool stuff. So getting the big rolls of film, the master rolls from the film companies, we were able to do really aggressive protection packages, which really kind of put my name out there to the guys that had classic cars, custom stuff, that really wanted extra coverage.
What was the reaction when you started to do this? Because obviously when you were working that second job and you saw the product and then you said, wow, you know, I can use this, I can pump this out to guys who have planes and then we can go to motorcycles, and then it just sort of took off from there and you thought about doing this with cars and whatnot. What was the initial reaction then when you started doing that, selling that to guys who had planes and motorcycles? What did they say?
It was phenomenal. Everybody loved it because, you know, it really does serve a function. You know, people are so used to snake oil and, you know, people peddling stuff that's not really what it's cracked up to be. But this film was everything that we said it was, and then some. So customers started to find different areas that they could cover, you know, like laptop screens and cell phone screens and you name it, bicycles, different areas on everything. They'd call me up and say, hey, I love the protection you put on my car. Can we do my ATV, or can we do my boat, or can we do my trailer? So we started to do some real unique stuff, and nobody was really doing the truly unique automobiles and boats and fun stuff when we started to do this. So So we kind of broke into other areas, other markets, and it's a blast to see your customers get excited, get as excited as you are about this product. Because, you know, when you tell anybody, I've got the same film on my car that they have on F-16 aircraft, it's really pretty fun.
Did you ever think when you first started doing this, and you were obviously, you saw the product, you saw how it worked, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to start to kind of do this, and then it becomes a company, and then it becomes this full throttle thing. Did you ever think that you would end up where you are today?
No, not really. You know, I didn't, when I was getting my psychology degree, I never dreamed that I would be installing polyurethane film and really making a living doing it. You know, I thought I would go get my master's and become a counselor or something, or maybe go into forensics, but, you know, never thought that I'd be doing this. But, you know, I was good at it. I was ambitious, and honest, and that's what customers like.
Oh, I so agree with that. I love that, that you were ambitious and you were honest. What's the goal, Trey? What do you hope someday? If you're look down the road 5 years from now, what do you hope happens with your company?
Wow, you know, I'd say the goal is to just, you know, disseminate this idea amongst all the automotive consumers, to let everybody know that this stuff is available. Because, you know, you drive down the street and you could be surrounded by cars with this clear protection on it and you wouldn't even know it. It definitely doesn't sell itself. So, you know, my goal is to get the information out to people that this product exists. It's great. Does what it says it does. It saves the resale value of your car. It lets you sleep at night because you're not worried about, you know, door dings and rock chips and bug scratches. And, you know, we're planning on, probably opening up another few installation areas, around the southern United States. It may become bigger than that. So who knows? But, we're definitely charging forward and, want everybody to know how cool this product is.
Yeah, I love it. It's perfect for It's Your Business. Speed Shield, Trey Pappas, good luck. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks.
Thanks, Trey. That was great. I love your passion. I love it. You're honest.
Awesome. You did it.